Officials are looking into what caused an oil spill this weekend at the Valdez Marine Terminal at the end of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Alyeska, the company that operates the terminal, says under 200 gallons of oil leaked from two arms used to load crude oil onto tankers. The company reports most of the oil was contained, and state officials say they've seen no evidence that any oil reached the water. But it's likely some crude escaped containment and then was naturally dispersed. Alyeska spokesperson Kate Dugan says the spill's cause is still unknown, but she confirmed it's not continuing.
Now folks are just working on cleaning up the deck of the berth and some of the equipment around there from the spill.
The incident happened at the same berth as another spill last September. Back then, over 100 gallons of crude residue leaked into the port of Valdez during an annual test of the loading arms. An investigation determined that spill was primarily caused by human error. Brooke Taylor is with the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council, a local watchdog group. Taylor says it's too soon to say if there's any relationship between the two spills, but issues with valves may be a common factor.
Anytime you have two incidents and there is a piece of equipment that is even in part contributing to that situation, that's then going to highlight this is an area that should be looked at very closely and possibly corrected.
Alyeska says Saturday's incident did not impact operation of the Trans-Alaska pipeline.